At the beginning of his reign, Solomon went to Gibeon near Jerusalem to offer sacrifices to the Lord. Gibeon was one of the 13 priestly towns assigned by Joshua to the descendants of Aaron. It was an important high place, as the tabernacle and altar of burnt offering were there at that time. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on the brazen altar. During the night, the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon replied, "O Lord my God, you have shown great kindness to my father David, because he was faithful to you, and righteous and upright in heart. Now, O Lord my God, you have made me king in place of my father David. But I am like a little child, and do not know how to carry out my duties. I rule over a people too numerous to count. So then, give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and distinguish between right and wrong." The Lord was pleased with Solomon's request. So God said to him, "Since you have not desired long life, nor wealth, nor victory over your enemies, but discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have requested. I will give you a wise and discerning heart. There will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not mentioned, riches and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in my ways and obey my commands, as David your father did, I will also give you a long life." Then Solomon awoke, and he realized that it was a dream. But this dream came true, as it came from God. The Lord gave Solomon wisdom and understanding beyond measure, and his fame spread to all the nations. He was also given glory, wealth, and honor during his reign. Solomon's wisdom was greater than that of all his contemporaries, greater than the wisdom of the men of the East or of Egypt. He had remarkable insight into all civil and political questions, as well as philosophical, literary, or scientific matters. He showed extraordinary skill in the administration of justice and affairs of state, and was given the understanding needed to resolve the most difficult problems. Author of many proverbs and psalms, Solomon was famous for his didactic and lyrical poetry, as well as for his understanding of natural science. He described plant life, from the cedar of Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of the wall. He taught about animals and birds, reptiles and fish. Men of all nations came to listen to his wisdom, because his fame had spread to all the peoples of the earth. Although Solomon's wisdom had its roots in the fear of the Lord, long life was not given to him, because towards the end of his reign he was disobedient to God's law. He died when he was about 60 years old. On returning to Jerusalem, Solomon stood before the Ark of the Lord's Covenant and sacrificed burnt offerings. Then he gave a feast for all his court. Now two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. One of them said, "My lord, this woman and I live in the same house. I gave birth to a son while she was there, and 3 days later this woman also had a son. There was no one in the house but the two of us. During the night her son died, because she lay on him. She got up in the middle of the night, and took my child while I was asleep, and put her dead son beside me. The next morning I got up to feed my son, and he was dead. But when I looked at him closely, I saw that it wasn't my child, but hers." "No," the other woman cried, "the living child is my son, the dead one is yours." And so they argued before the king. Then Solomon said, "Bring me a sword." They brought a sword for the king, and he ordered, "Cut the living child in two, and give half to one and half to the other." On hearing this, the mother of the living child cried, "O my lord, give her the boy, don't kill him." But the other said, "Neither I nor you shall have him, cut him in two." Then Solomon gave his verdict, "Give the living child to the first woman, do not kill him, she is his mother." When the people of Israel heard the verdict, they held the king in awe, because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice. Next episode, the building of the temple.